We are starting Simen Reish Samach Vav. Din mi shehecher loy baderech. Uboy yud gimel seifem. This Simen is speaking about a very not ideal situation that a person is bo baderech and it's getting close to Shabbos, or it becomes Shabbos. So what should he do in such a difficult situation? Sif Aleph, Mi shahoya bo baderech. A person was bo baderech, he was traveling. V'kiddush olav hayoyim. The Pashtus, the Tosfos Shabbos, as V'kiddush olav hayoyim, means it became Shabbos already. V'hoya imay mois, and he had money. V'yesh loy hamoyroi, and he has, besides the money, he has his hamoyr. V'gam yesh imay eini Yehudi, and he has a guy. So he has two alternatives. There's one alternative to put the money on the chamoyer, and the second alternative is to give the guy the money. So the mechaber says lo yaniach kisoy al chamoyroi. The kiss with the money he should not put on the chamoyer. We're speaking of this is Chamoyroi, this is his Chamoyr. A person who possesses an animal is Mitzuvah that the animal should be Shavis in Shabbos. And the Musig of Shvise by an animal in Shabbos is it shouldn't do one of the Lamatas Malachis. And here, his animal will be carrying, Roshid was speaking about his Rishus Harab, and his animal will be carrying the Lamas Rishus Harabim. So therefore, he should not put the kiss on the animal. He gives the keys to the guy, that the guy should carry it for him. And now the guy carries it for him, and they come to the destination. He's permitted to take the kiss from the guy Maitzoy Shabbos. Another same shot, the Chiddush is that even though the guy did a malachia for him, it is not also b'chdei sheyasim. And Mitzoy Shabbos, he can go to the guy and get back his kiss. That now, right. So the vow we learned, you give it to the guy, he should carry it for him. Afilu, he didn't pay him. Now, it would seem if he paid him for this service, it would be good, something very good. But this is permissible. I feel he didn't pay him. Even though he gave it to him when it was Shabbos already, it is mutter. Even this halacha that he's permitted to give it to the guy is mutter, even if he gave it to him in Shabbos. And we'll see one chiddush is when he's giving it to the guy in Shabbos, he's being metal to muktzeh. This is a case with Mois, and he's giving the guy, he should carry the case. And this is mutar. And we'll see why is this mutar. Chazal were afraid, Adam bo la mamainai. When it comes to his money, a person gets very frantic. And if you will not matter for him, the total book was to give the wallet to the guy and to tell the guy to take it. So then he's put into a tight position, either be an elechi, either become a pauper, or this Shabbos he won't be elechi, and he'll go and carry it. So I'll realize this is too big of a nesoyin, and if he's put into this nesoyin, if he will not be matter, he should, the silto muktzah, to give this to the guy, and to tell the guy to carry it. So the other alternative would be that he'll leave the money there. He won't take the second alternative, and he'll carry it in Shabbos. And it'll be Mechalo Shabbos Midaraisa. So Chazal will matter this Tiltol Muktzim and this Amira Lakum. Avoli Motza Mitziye. So this is not Adam Bol al Mamainai, this is his mummy. He's Bol. Amol Imotza Metziya, but if he found a Metziya, and we'll see in the Mishnah Bura, it's speaking about he wasn't kind of the Metziya. Eini yocha lutna leini yehudi, elim kein boli yodei mi boidyoin. The hashta have kikise. That means if he picked up this metziya riboidyoin, it's also his money. He found a $100 bill. He's bought out his money, so he's bold. But if he didn't pick it up riboidyoin, so we'll see. So there's no heter to pick it up now and give it to the guy. It's still tomukta. Could be this other Yisurim. So this Chazal will not matter. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Chamoyroi. Now, we're speaking about, there are two alternatives. Number one, he has his Chamoyr, who could carry his Chafetzim. And there's this guy. So Chamoyroi is a problem. Chamoyroi is an Isar of Shvises Behemtoi. So we will not be matter Chamoyroi. Efshel duhu adin kishesochar asachamoyr meini yehudi. So now he's mesupik. What will be the din if it's not his chamoyer, but he rented the chamoyer? The yesh oimrim, the schiris kanye lechumrim. Others hold lechumre, we say schiris kanye, so it's also chamoyer, it's also behem toy. Chumayshe kosa besimen reish membob. So he means to say, that if he has these two opportunities, he rented a chamoyer, or should he give it to the guy? So he should preferably give it to the guy, because according to other shitas, Schiris Kanye, so he is over on Shvises Behemtoi. Bir Halacha brings down a prima godim that says, no, he should put it on the chamer. The soldin Schiris Kanye is only a chumre baume. And to tell a guy is a mira lakum. So Mamela, so the Prima Gadim is chaylik on this. He says, this is not the Frumkeit. The Frumkeit is better put it on the Chamoyer, because this whole thing is a Chumra Balme. Amira Lakum is also Mida Rabbonam. So Al Kaponim, so this is the first case that it is his Chamoyer. So for this, it is Ischamoyer. So this is not an ideal heter to put the kiss on the chamoyer, because we're getting involved with shvisas behemtay. Avo in sochar es aini yehudi sheilichenu lemokim ployni. But what if he hired this guy to take him to a certain place? And the guy comes equipped with a, he's a balagola, the guy comes with a wagon and a chamoyer. He has nothing to do with the chamoyer. He hired the guy, and the guy is supplying the chamoyer. Im kein loy socher es a chamoyer, he didn't hire the chamoyer. Daini Yehudi chayev b'mezoynes b'chayes a chamoyer. He hired the guy to transport him from one place to another place, and the guy comes with a chamoyer. The chamoyer is in the complete achayis of the guy. There's no specific chamoyer that has to take him. The guy has to shtel zu a chamoyer to take him. So it is not considered that he hired the chamoyer. It's the guy's chamoyer. He hired the guy. In Cain, Shita, Deina Yisrael Mitzuval Shvisosai. So in such a case, it's either not his chamoyer. There's no schiris on the chamoyer. Al kain toiv yoise shi yeniach hakel al hachamoyer. So then before Shabbos, or when he's putting down the things, he should put everything on the chamoyer. So finish. It's not his chamoyer that is working. But, ach yizoyer shelo yimachamel. But he should not be mechama acha hachamoyer. What does mechama mean? Dahainu shelo yigal bivheime sheteilech mikoiloi. He should not scream at the beheime that will make the beheime go, and it's the beheime is carrying a masui mikoiloi. Oishar devorim Shemachamosoi teilech habeime. The itza mechamer shayech afilo al beheime. Sheine sheloi lahar bei poiskim kidle kamon. There is an itza of mechamer. Mechamer acha beheime, that means that if we are combining, a malach is being done through a beheime and a person. The person is being misayaya that the beheime should do the malach. He tells the beheime to go. The beheime is doing the malach, but without the person, the beheime wouldn't go. So the person is coaxing or doing something similar to that to make the beheime go. That's an issa the reis of mechamer. And this issa is, I'm sure it's not his beheime, anyone's beheime. You're not allowed to make a beheime do a malach in Shabbos. So Mamela, so he says like this, if he hired a goy to transport him, so there's no problem of Shmisa's behemoth. It's not his behemoth, it's the guy's behemoth. So then the easiest issa would be to put everything on the chamoyer. There's no, but make sure that he should not do any pu'ulim which will bring about that the chamor should carry this masoy. Fine. No, you say. So now, but let's go back to the mechaber. The mechaber says, if it's his chamor, so if it's his chamor, don't put a masoy on your chamor, because your mitzvah and shvis is behemtoy. What should you do? Give it to the guy. Av she'ene Yehudi shluchoy lisa b'shabbos. Even though the guy is his shliach to carry it in Shabbos. In l'chayre, this is the lashon of the mechaber, lo'ilichoy lo'i. He gives it to the guy to carry it. There is going to be problems with this, but the Bible, let's learn. That's l'chayre, the pashtus of the mechaber, the Mishnah Berurah. So, because I'm telling a guy to carry something for me in Shabbos, which is a miralakum. Mikol mokim mikilu chachomim. The chachomim were mekel. Mishum dekimlu sha'odam bol al mamaynay. A person gets very fatumult, very mixed up, very frantic when it comes to money. And if you will not be mad to him, you're going to go with this yid with the letter of the law. Also, so then you say, I'm not allowed to tell the guy. So carry himself in this. The nisayin is too big. I'm doing an avedis. I can tell the guy I'm not allowed to. So fine. So whatever I do, I'll burn again, and I might as well carry it. That is the ashkof of a person. So therefore, Chazal were matter that he's permitted to tell the guy. V'ayim b'achroinim shekosvu v'bizman hazeh d'leke rishus harabim l'kamo poiskim. According to many poiskim, we don't have a reshus haram. So let us elaborate on this nekuda for 1 minute. The mechaber in Simin Shin Mem Hei Siv Zayin says, what constitutes a reshus harabim? An area that is 16 amis wide, and that people go through this. This is the Rishus HaRabim. So if 16 amis, let's see, 33, that's called the Rishus HaRabim. V'yesh HaImrim, and then the Mechaber brings a second day. You need another condition to make it a Rishus HaRabim, that Shishim Ribui Anoshim goes through this area every day. That 600,000 people travel on this area every day, that makes it a Rishus HaRabim. So we have 2 days. The Das HaMechaber is, you don't need this. As long as it's 16 amis wide, it's a Rishus HaRabim. The Yesh Eimrim holds, you need another condition. The Mogen Avraham paskins like the Yesh Eimrim. There are many poiskim that hold like the Mogen Avraham. So, Mamele, so if we don't have a area that is the 600,000 people go through it each day, so we don't have a Rishus HaRabim. According to the Mogen Avraham, and many poiskim, he brings down different lashonis. The Mishnah says one should be machmer, not like the Mogen Avraham. We should be chayish. We do have a Rishus HaRabim. Mal kaponim, there's a machlokes ha-poiskim. There's a very interesting Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish says in the big cities, which could be in Manhattan, could be, we do have a Rishus HaRabim. But the Chazon Ish is a more radical. The Chazon Ish says, if you have big buildings, and mitzad the buildings, you have oymed meruba alaporos. That means I have a block over here of a building, and the next block is another building. And I feel the pirtze is more than 10 ames, but if you take together the houses, so you have oymed meruba alaporos. So that means this makes a mechitza. That's called I have a mechitza on each side. Even though I have a street in the middle. But you make, if I have this way going also, so I have, it's not a reshus harab min ha-tayra for sure. It's more the kekul of the Chazon Ish. That means what we know, and Ilchus, Mechitza Silchus Erevin, we know that if you have a Mechitza and Oymed Meruba Laporot, that means I have here a Mechitza and here a Mechitza, and these two sides are more than the space in between, so it's considered like the whole thing is surrounded, and the middle is called a Pesach. So it's called Eva Mechitza with a Pesach, but that is Davke, it's a Pesach till 10 Amis. More than 10 Amis, it's not called a Pesach, it's called a Pirtze. Dr. Chazon Ish, that's Mida Rabbonon. Mina Torah, it's also called a Pesach. So there's a Merdike Kula from the Chazon Ish from the big cities could very well be, you also don't have a Rishul Sarab, which is a Merdike Kula. I wouldn't advise it, but Al Kaponim could be Min HaTorah Al Kaponim. We don't have an emissary Rishus Aram. That's a Shitas HaChazon Ish. So now let's go like this. So the Mishabur speaks about this whole heter of Amir al-Akum was because, listen, Amir al-Akum is also, but we went backwards because if we won't be matter, it'll be Mechal Shabbos min HaTorah. But what if we don't have a Rishu Sarab? So why should we bend backwards? He won't be over on this or the Raisa Saibu side. Mein bachoinim shekosu de bisman ze de lekker shu saram le kam boyskin namo di dina hochi so le khayre de lam de sirs because we don't have a shu sarabim so telling the guy the shmus le shmus we still better off by being matter to tell the guy to carry it than to let him carry it. So this Allah applies until we don't have a Rishu Sarab. So he gives his wallet to the guy in Givaldik. So far, so good. But now the Mishnah says for the Bim Yesh Loi Masa Kovid Allah Hamoel. He has a Masa Kovid, a very heavy Masui on the Hamoel. Oi Bagola, or there's a Agola, and there's a very heavy Masui there. The Amshaloi Litnoi Laina Yehudi, he can't give this to the Goyim. So now we're in a predicament. It's his chamoyer. There's a guy here also, but the guy can't carry the masui. V'gam iyem shel izoyer v'mad dekosav v'siv beis v'salik ha-masa b'chol pam sh'taschel ha-baim al-aleches. We'll wait till siv beis. When Siv Beis, it says, if there's no goy, you can do it with your behemoth or with a behemoth, but it's a complicated procedure. That means when the behemoth starts walking, you put the masi on the behemoth, so the behemoth does not make an akira. And then when the behemoth stops, you take it off. The behemoth starts walking again, you put it on again. We'll see later in Sivbeis. But that is that one can do if it's not a heavy masui. So you can do this. You can take it off and put it on the behemoth. But if you have a heavy masui, or you have an agolem, so you can't do the sidim. And now this is a very difficult predicament. This is his chamoyer, and it's bitter. So he has to go over to the goy before Shabbos and be makne to the goy the behemoth. And in Bir Halachi he says there's a lot of halachas you have to make. Number one, there's a lot of kinyonim you have to make. You have to make kinyon meshichem. You have to make kinyon kesef. You have to be maknim. The guy has to make kinyonim, meshichem, and kesef. Chatzilim. Yeah, so then what will we accomplish? So if he was makna the behemoth to the guy, so there's no shvisas behemtoi, and then he has to be careful not to be mechamre after the behemoth. But al kaponim, he solved the problem of shvisas behemtoi. Like this was speaking about, it was his behemoth, And the behemoth is carrying, so he has to make an Isis behemoth, and the best way to do this will be to sell this to the goy. He doesn't know how to sell it to the goy. Meshiche, Mesire, Mesire is Taine Meshu Sarabe, Meshiche is Taine Besimte. He doesn't know all these aloches. So what does he do? Yavkirenu Bufnei Shloishem. So he has to be Mavke the Chamoyer Bufnei Shloishem. There's three people there. He should say he's mafkir the chamoyer. No, it's not his chamoyer anymore. Oy al kaponim, the biggest cooler we can give him, beinoy lebeinatmoy. Let him say, I'm mafkir the chamoyer. The oz. Ein oiver al iser shvisus behemer, she behemer ein eisheloi. It's not his behemer. Fine. Now, he says a few things here, which Lodavoyne don't understand too well. V'yered min ha'agolet, now he should go off the wagon. Why he has to go off the wagon? Basically, he should go off the wagon. Maybe the Chum is probably not allowed to ride, and the wagon could be on Shabbos. Fine. He goes off the wagon. Again, it's not his behemoth, but again, he shouldn't encourage the behemoth to move. So now, the same ship got nalef. Va'af la'acher she'osa kol ha'peirim alolu. He did everything. She'moch ha'rakoil, he sold the chamoyer. O'yivker, he was mavker the chamoyer. Sorech li'zor ma'oid. Shalayitnu la'ina Yehudi oyala golem shum dovo me'achafetim shalokhu min ha'gola b'erev Shabbos. He's not allowed to give the goy or put back on the agolem any of the chafetzim he took off as of Shabbos. The osa lutein leine yehudi b'Shabbos al menas loitzi. Now, l'davoini, exactly what he's saying here, I don't understand too well. The chamor is not his. He sold it to the goyim. He got off that agola. Now, it seems he took off some things from the agola before Shabbos. I don't know exactly why he took them off, but he took off some things. Now he wants to put them back. So he says he's not allowed to give it to the goy, that the goy should carry it. No, so little and you did be Shabbos, I'm not loyalty. So I didn't understand that we're talking about the other kiss he gives it to the goy. So maybe this is only a heter by a kiss, which is a lot of money. There are them ball on my name. But maybe these chafetim, this is not just only by a kiss could we have this heter. But he took down some chafetim. He took down three apples he wanted to eat before Shabbos, and he ate one of them, and now he has two left. She should give the guy to carry these two apples on Shuldig. Now to give it to him in Shabbos to carry, could be, that's what he means. Because here you don't have the heter of Adam Bohul Alma Mainai, only by a kiss we have the heter. Could be this is Shabbat. But then he says you shouldn't put it back on the agolem. That I don't understand at all. What's the issue to put it on the agolem? If it's not his behemoth that's carrying it, and the guy is being machama, so I don't understand exactly what the problem is to put it back on the agolem. Now, we're going to see something very interesting. Well, should remain there. Yeah, I don't know, Biyodom. This is a lot of the Chayodom. Yeah. Shalotchu. Layitnu. This is the lotion. This is the lotion of the Chayodom is written down. Shalayitnu. Shalotchu. So it's Yitno and Loko, some of them are Biyodom. Somebody speaking about the Loshen Rabbin. I don't know. Vida the Mashe Kosav Vafilu Loinosa Loistrar Alzer. Now the Mechaber is telling us he gives the goy, and even if he didn't pay the goy for the service, to carry it. Holy Rabbi, mitchadet loymer, said Holy Rabbi, it's an or hashulchan. Limhumi boid yoim toiv yoise sheyitein socho. If it's by day, he should give the guy money. Now, what is the heter of giving the guy money? So, Baruch HaShulchan says, and others also say, Amorini Kizach, which I had a lot of problems with this, is a goyin. The goyin says, we had a din that a person is permitted to give the goddam to a kovis Erev Shabbos. He should be kaitzitz imay domim. He's giving clothing to a cleaner, a goyish cleaner's Erev Shabbos. He's kaitzitz imay domim. He makes a price for a service. But no, he had died to the Navshi COVID. I'm not telling him to do it on Shabbos. The guy does it in Shabbos. He's not doing it for me, he's doing it for himself. That's called, I gave him money, v'nochi adaita dinavsha. Fine. So they say, if you should give him money, nochi adaita dinavsha. I got money for tumul, shem yishamayim. Then nochi adaita dinavsha is brought down clearly. You don't tell him to do it in Shabbos. I'm giving you the clothing. You can do whenever you want. Now, if I give you money and you decide to do it on Shabbos, I say, why are you doing it on Shabbos? Because I'm dying to deny it. You have money for the service. You want to do it now on Shabbos. But the whole longness of Nochi Adai to Dinamshi is only if you don't tell him to do it on Shabbos. If you tell him to do it on Shabbos, there's no Ed of Nochi Adai to Dinamshi. And him, Kinder Le'arabe and Ol Chashulchan say, if you can give him money, what do you think? You should think you give him money. Nochi Adai to Dinamshi. So Baruch Hashem, I found the Kaf HaChaim brings down the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim says he didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos. Fine, give all day. And I don't know the whole story. He didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos. So that's why the Lashon Leilich Eloi, the Mishnah Berurah said, now the Prima Godim says it's talking about, I didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos. He gives him the wallet. What you do with the wallet? At your convenience, deliver it whenever you want. You say, I want to take it on Shabbos, take it on Shabbos. I mean, I'm not telling you what to do. But that's Ebbets Nisori. Nisori Leilich means I'm not on Shabbos. I'm not telling you to do it on Shabbos. So if he gives the money, it would be Lachi Adai to the Namshi Kovid. That's what he's doing on Shabbos. He wants. He's not taking money, so then I consider that he's doing it for the Yid if he does it on Shabbos. No, he's not saying anything. Yeah, but that would have said no. So he tells people, and he's not telling him. If he took it, he can call to Mitzvah Shabbos. That's right. That's what he can't tell him to pick it up Mitzvah Shabbos. If he took it, then, that's Af al pi shenison eloi mishecha sheicha, even though he gave it to him at night, nokat loshin diyeved mishum de lechadchila al kol chetzach litei miboidyoim mishum isa muktzem. That means when he gives it to him at night, there's two Yisurim. There's an Yisur of Tertel Mukteh. He takes the wallet out of the pocket and gives it to the guy. And he's telling the guy to carry it also. So that's the Yiddish. Yeah. But a metzia ain't a yachil. Little lady Yudi, Elim came bali yoday mi baid yoim. Pashtave kikisoy. Ain't a yachil, the loy torach bo. He didn't work on this money. Loy chay is a lo. Loy yosu lisuye baudamas mishu sarab. So here, we don't have to be afraid that they'll carry it all down as mishu sarabim. So afilu iloy shor is lo, liten leini yehudi, but the nisoyin is not too big. The Kaf HaChaim brings down that he could tell the guy, it's Shabbos already. He tells the guy, you know, there's a wallet there on the floor, which is a metziah. He says, he tells the guy, Kisi Nafla, my kids fell down. My ass, I don't know what to do. That's his permitted to say. And if the guy is, knows what to do, so we'll pick it up and deliver it. That's a business eight over here. Let's just start say base. If he doesn't have a guy, so now the only eight is the Chamoir. But it's Chamoir, the Swiss is Behemtoi. Perish maniges a chamoir. The ika akire vanoche, that means this, the animal will make an akire from the rishus harabim. And the hanoche with the schaifetz, some emailer be evan mechamel, he also be evan shvises behemtoil. Is meinichoi, so he puts it on the chamoir, la'ache sha'okro yad v'regel oleches, when the animal was oiker a yad v'regel, the lav akire, lav akire, so there was no akire. Al shehi oimedes, when the animal stands, noitloi meno, la'aser shetazer metake raglo yanicheno. And after it starts walking, go put it back on again. That is shot start to Mishnah Berurah, the first Mishnah Berurah. Im ein imoy, if he doesn't have a goy. Vuhu adin, im ein imam im lein a Yehudi. If he doesn't trust the goy, so that means he doesn't have a goy. So then this is the next best eitzim.
He seemed to have him drive his car home on. He asked him on Shabbos to drive his car home.
He's afraid to leave the car there. With all them bowl on my mind, I mean. Well, if he tells him, if he tells them before Shabbos, Amira Lakum is Musa before Shabbos. So I tell the guy to drive the car with me Shabbos and Musa.
Okay.
Well, before, if I tell him before Shabbos, on Shabbos, we have the same Hetab Odom Bol Al Mamaynai.
Yeah,